Wayne Shung is the founder of Direct Action Everywhere, an animal activist group. He claims Circle 4 Farms, owned by the food producer Smithfield, is deceiving the public about the health and living conditions of the pigs.
As we have in many other cases, we decided we needed to enter the farms, disclose what was happening, and in the event that we saw animals in immediate need for emergency medical care, we'd take them to the vet, and that's what we did. We saw piles of dead, rotting piglets, piglets who were drowning in literally pools of blood and feces. In a couple of these instances, we took out piglets who were covered with blood, had feet that were swollen up, unable to walk, and starving to death.
Shung and other activists took the piglets to an animal sanctuary in Colorado and released video footage of Circle 4 Farms to the New York Times. Circle 4 Farms was then audited by three people, two of them from independent agencies.
I've been in many of these houses. I've been in Iowa, I've been in North Carolina houses, and these were some of the cleanest, best I've seen.
That's Barry Pittman, the veterinarian for the state of Utah.
So I didn't have any concerns.
Pittman says two sows were noted to have injuries but did have treatment records. Pittman is worried when activists break into a regulated commercial facility like Circle 4. Everyone is required to take off their clothes, shower, then put on new clothes before they enter the facility. The same process is repeated when leaving the facility. Shung says the activists also have a strict biosecurity policy, but Pittman says it wasn't enough.
No, they didn't scrub in. They violated biosecurity, and that's almost a bioterrorism incident. We hose off, even after we scrub in, we hose off between each room that are in those gestation houses. They didn't do any of that.
Since the activists took the piglets across state lines, the FBI had to retrieve them because of the USDA's strict policy of transporting livestock.
The FBI has now gone across the country on this wild goose chase, harassing sanctuaries, scaring grandmothers, scaring children, following volunteers back to their home because they think what we did was a quote-unquote crime.
Shung says he has a legal and moral right to help animals in need and stands by what he did. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.